This is Building Bridges, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. Now, a major sign of life against the corporatocracy and right reaction. Thousands and thousands marched and rallied from the newly renamed Liberty Square on Wall Street over excessive force and unfair treatment by the police. Occupy Wall Street.
Oh, say it again.
Occupy Wall Street.
The foundation of Occupy Wall Street is recognition that 400 Americans own more than half this country's wealth, and one in five just in New York City live in poverty. Instead of bailing out people and helping people get jobs, they bailed out the same institutions that had created the economic crisis, giving them trillions of dollars.
But the movement, whose organizational forms and demands are evolving, continues to pick up support from, among others, organized labor, UAW Local 2110, Teamster Local 814, and the Transport Workers Union Local 100, which has 38,000 members, are among those who have pledged solidarity.
And there's a lot more. And Occupy Wall Street continued to represent the 99% of the have-nots as they marched across the Brooklyn Bridge, where more than 800 were arrested.
We'll take you to the organized labor support rally for Occupy Wall Street, which is extremely important.
And there's a lot of unions already on board, in addition to the ones we mentioned before.
There's a lot of unions that are on board.
Human Mike.
Well, we're excited. That's obvious. And now, La Luta Continua. Yes, the struggle continues. Listen to some of those who have occupied the newly named Liberty Square from the beginning.
And you'll also hear the human microphone that they use to transmit information, since there's no sound system, with each speech being repeated by the audience.
There's such creativity. Let's listen to the rally.
Wall Street!
Occupy!
Wall Street! Everybody!
Who has come out today?
Who has come out today?
To support our cause!
Across the globe!
Across the globe!
Because we know!
Because we know
all of our movements,
all of our movements
can only succeed by combining worldwide
for systemic
change.
Repeat.
After me in Arabic. Say. Itoyur.
Itoyur.
Ben Ilafsan.
Ben Ilafsan.
Madam Habibi. Hawaleya.
Hawaleya.
Kulil Bilad.
Aindi Autan.
This means.
I love.
The life of freedom.
Like the birds in the trees.
When I am surrounded. By my beloved people. Every country is my home. We are one.
Vignette from the rally on Friday. I hope you can pick up the flavor, and I hope you can pick up the significance, and we all should commit ourselves to this remarkable spark that has ignited the imaginations of youth and their hope and aspirations, which we can be participants in, and perhaps that new society that we clamor for will indeed occur.
All day, all week, occupy Wall Street. All day, all week, occupy Wall Street.
Reporting from the Occupy Wall Street labor support rally at New York's Foley Square.
With tens of thousands rallied, then marched in support of the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Occupy Wall Street, all day, all week, Occupy Wall Street.
President Samuelson, surrounded by a sea of blue, red, and white TWU shirts, 38,000 member union who came on board early. Why are you attracted to this incredible group of young people surging ahead with the message that they are the 99%?
They are the 99% and we are the 99%. The problem is joblessness and the outrageous wealth disparity that's developed in this country over the last several decades. Policies of this government that have left working families barely scraping by, while millionaires, such as millionaires in New York State, are going to be getting tax breaks in just a couple of months.
Let's talk more about New York City. There are going to be more cutbacks. You've got negotiations coming up. We've had layoffs in the schools. How do you see that progressing? And how do you see the alliance with Occupy Wall Street helping in the fight back?
I think the alliance with Occupy Wall Street helps tremendously in the fight back for both public sector unions and private sector unions. We're talking about forcing these Wall Street banks that are sitting on $2 trillion to invest in American jobs. The mayor is laying off 700 education workers that make between $11,000 a year and $20,000 a year. The state is giving tax breaks to millionaires, and that's outrageous. Think about how upside down that is. That's government working for the wealthiest New Yorkers. And one of the goals of this movement is to stop that type of outrageous behavior on part of government.
And how do you think this movement also informs the fact that your own union contract will be up soon?
We're not settling for a deal that sticks transit workers with no wage increase in an area of growing inflation. They're losing $4.5 billion of income in 2012 by giving tax cuts to the wealthiest New Yorkers, and then they're going to tell New York City transit workers that we're supposed to accept zeros and enhanced medical benefit payments. We're not buying that. We're going to fight tooth and nail to make sure that New York City transit workers get their fair deal. You're not going to give the wealthiest New Yorkers a tax break and then stick it to New York City transit workers.
The Wall Street occupation movement has caught the imagination of New York and the country.
And the world.
And the world. Thank you very much. How are the union support going to be helping that movement?
Local 100, we've established a committee, and that committee is going to work hand in hand with the Occupy Wall Street protesters to give material needs. We're there to help them, we're there to support them, and we expect that they're going to be there to support us.
John Samuelson, thanks for being with us.
We the people
got the power.
We the people
got the power.
We the people want jobs.
My name is Jessica Lemmer from Portland, New Jersey.
You were actually on the bridge.
I was on the bridge in Brooklyn. I saw the whole thing. I was on above, so I wasn't in the group that was getting arrested. But I watched it. So many people were getting arrested for nothing. I mean, these cops let these people walk halfway to the bridge only to tell them more than halfway over that you have to go back. And when they turned back, they shut us off too. And they started arresting people for no reason. But that's police brutality in this country. It's one of the things we're fighting against. It was an absolute sellout. Like, you could tell that was planned, because if they really didn't want you to cross the bridge, they would have stopped you at the beginning. But they allowed you and waited till you went more than halfway to the bridge just to toy with us. I mean, that's pathetic, you know?
And why were people marching across the bridge? How do you see the issues here?
Well, we want to, like, spread awareness by being, spreading our activism to Brooklyn. We're showing our signs, our literature to call the passing by cars and making an impact. By crossing the bridge, there's going to be a lot of people we talk about. It's going to draw a lot of media attention. We're trying to spread the message to the whole world about what's going on.
What's the message?
Message about how 1% of the people own 99% of the property and control 99% and keeping 99% of the people poor in this country. And how, like, everything is governed by capitalism. Most of the things that the issues that are going on today are unnecessary. Unnecessary wars, unnecessary violence, unnecessary poverty. It's what we're fighting against. So we could, like, we could all be shared equal, more better society if it's time to evolve and not let 1% of the rich assholes take over everything.
It's absolutely horrible how police don't even give us the right to process. They unnecessarily blockage certain streets. They toy around with us. They don't give us a freedom. It's supposed to be to serve and protect. Yet what they're doing is exactly the opposite. And they're just unnecessarily blockading us and screwing with us, pepper spraying people. What happened that Saturday, I think it was on the 17th or something. It was one of the girls. Yeah, they got pepper sprayed. They got maced. They got beaten. Some of them were bloody, crying on the floor. How is this okay? How is this okay? The police were, somebody was calling for a medic, saying, "Hey, officer, we need a medic over here. What should we do? Should we call 911? Police, hello?" You know, letting people just lie there. Police are letting people get beaten. I mean, aren't you supposed to stop that and arrest people for assaulting someone? But of course, police get away with everything. And I want to say something about that officer, Tony Baloney, whatever the heck his name is. He's going to get it soon. Hopefully, the media attention is on him enough to make him realize that he's one of those people that really should not be a cop.
Where do you think things go from here? What kind of future actions are being discussed? What are kind of future plans do you think will be discussed?
Well, personally, I would like a kind of like liberal society where everyone just loves and helps each other and evolves. We look out for each other. We have enough technology to make food, to make things without having to like make people as slaves. It's not freedom when all the work that someone does hardly pays for your rent and food. It's not freedom when you're just going shopping and watching TV and not doing any and just accepting things the way they are instead of standing up for your police. The society that we have in these protests are so liberal. It's free food and everyone's loving and caring to each other. There's no judgment, and that's how life should be.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was nice meeting you.
Really inspired, inspiring us.
I hope people will hear us tomorrow.
Really, no, seriously, you know, it's great you're all
nice
here.
Nice to see you guys.
Nice to meet you all.
We are 99%. We are 99%. This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like.
We're here with State Senator Bill Perkins. What has fired you up about this occupation?
The great enthusiasm of those who started this effort to recognize the problems that we have. The fact that we can't get a millionaire's tax in New York State, but we can lay off people who are providing very vital services. While mayors like Bloomberg and other billionaires are making profits hand over foot, I am also reminded of Dr. Martin Luther King, the movement back then to get us all together in order to make sure that the voices of the poor especially were heard.
The Occupy Wall Street movement, it's jump-started the movement. It seems to be a new paradigm. What do you think needs to be done to support this movement?
It's a new paradigm, yet it's a resurrection of what we have seen historically in this country when we get to this point of crisis and people rebel and demand change. It is the broadest, deepest cross-section of folks, labor, professionals, students, some politicians all across the board are out here today, and it's not only in New York, spreading all over the country.
1 in 4 people are living in poverty in New York City.
Those numbers are poor estimates of the truth. There are the uncounted that have disappeared from the statistics and that we see every day in our streets on long lines waiting for food. So there's an invisible.
It's only been about 2 weeks, but already we've seen pepper spray being used against protesters. We've seen mass arrests of over 700 protesters on the Brooklyn Bridge. How are you and other legislators, how will the unions react to protect the protesters and help this movement?
I want not only to witness it, but I want to stand in the front of it to make sure that it doesn't happen. And we are obviously calling on all of the police forces on all levels of government, whether it's the mayor, whether it's the governor. We're demanding that they harness their troops, that in fact they put their guns away and understand that this is as peaceful as it can ever be. This is not a time for the police. This is a time for the people to take back the streets and be able to demonstrate their discontent with what's going on. It's probably going to be one of the most peaceful gatherings ever.
What do you think this means for the double dip unemployment in the African American community?
The double dip is an underestimate. We fool ourselves when we think that the statistics that we are getting are the reality of the depression that we're in, of the level of pain and suffering that's going on for workers, especially in the African-American community, the Latino communities. They are unable to record the deep, deep unemployment and poverty that is resonating in our community.
State Senator Bill Perkins, thanks for being here.
It's an honor to be here, especially as this historic moment is taking place, a moment of change that has been a long time coming. So I'm very excited about it.
Thanks, Bill.
And now Victor Freitas from 1199.
The time has come where the tyrants will be brought to justice. I'm sick and tired of putting my hand in my pocket and feeling nothing but my leg. I'm tired of paying into an American dream that my son may not see. It is time to write our own future. I am sick and tired of seeing 10 years of wage freezes, 10 years of benefit give backs being put into the pockets of the CEOs and their political bedfellows. I'm glad that we finally came together like this, because we cannot bend anymore, because we're going to break. Some of us has broken already. Repeat after me. When tyranny is law,
tyranny is law.
Revolution is order.
Revolution is order.
When tyranny is law,
when tyranny is law.
Revolution is order.
Revolution is order.
And tell the corporations to get your hand out of my pocket.
Get your hand out of my pocket.
We must stop investing in their golden parachutes and invest in our workforce. That's the only way we will bring back profits to this country and bring the wealth back to those who make this country rich, the 99 percenters, in solidarity. Remember, there are more of us than there are of them. We need to show up wherever they show up. If they have to show up in their houses, we show up at their houses. We show up at their places of work. Because, brothers and sisters, we had nothing to do with this economic downturn. We have given back enough. Now it's time to take our money back. Thank you.
Lillian Roberts, the Executive Director of DC 37.
I am just full with joy that we found each other. We were fighting our fight, you were fighting your fight, and we come together, and that's a hell of a force to deal with. My union represents 125,000 municipal employees, and they're the lowest paid people in this city. And there's a threat to lay off 700 of them. We've had enough of it. We found the resources. They don't want the resources. They want us in the street. It's the greed that's killing us. And I'm glad that we're here, because you are our future. And we cannot let it happen. So I will be down and I'll march with you. But 1.6 million people from AFSCME, the Public Employees Union, is supporting you, and so are we. We're glad to be here.
We are the 99%. Now, you're going to hear from Agnes Rivera. She is from the Community Voices Heard. Give it up for the sister, for the banana.
Community Voices Heard, they're right behind me to support this movement. This is our time. Let's show them what we got. Let me tell these reporters, you got it all wrong. We've been fighting this longer than anybody knows. We've closed down K Street. We did the Capitol building. Some of us went to jail just for this moment. This moment right here. You know why? Because I give a damn about you. That's why you're important. You are the people. We could close down this city right now. We represent not just CBH, there's the National People's Action, there's Right to the City, all these organizations, and the Global Justice Movement, that we have been doing it. And on my banner here, it says, Basta Ya! That's enough is enough!
Can't take no more.
the Chiotis.
Are you fired up? Are you fired up? Are you ready to march? We are here to undo the Wall Street coup. We want our country back. Undo the Wall Street coup. We want our country back. Remember the words of the anthem of the labor movement. They have taken untold millions that they never toiled to earn. Yet without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel will turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the union makes us strong.
All right, now we got Hector Figueroa, Local 32BJ Secretary Treasurer. Give it up for mi hermano,
Nosotros somos los indignados de Nueva York. Brothers and sisters, we are the ones who do the work in the city of New York and everywhere. We tend to the elderly. We take care of our children. We are the ones who make our buildings safe and secure. But we are under attack, and we are the students. We are the community organizers. We are the people fighting for immigration reform, and we are under attack. And we have one enemy that is attacking us. Corporate America, corporate greed. Brothers and sisters, the time is now to unite and fight. Unite and fight. Unite and fight.
Unite and fight.
We are starting a movement with our elected officials, with the unions, with the activists, and with Occupy New York. The only thing that stands between us and victory is our will to fight. We can do it. Let's take back our country. Se puede. Se puede.
Se puede.
Se puede. Mucha gente.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.